them. So Jesus addressed this parable to them. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one of them, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost." In just the same way, I tell you, there will be more rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord. One has to wonder, as we hear this gospel, what the response of the Pharisees was interiorly when they heard our Lord say to them, "What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one, would not go after them?" Maybe they thought interiorly, "Gosh, I wouldn't. I've got 99. You know, you're going to lose one from time to time. Who cares? No big deal. There's plenty of others." My brothers and sisters, why weren't they going after the lost sheep? In fact, why were they doing the opposite, pushing them even further? A couple of months ago, on pilgrimage in France, we had the opportunity to go to a very small town entitled Paray-le-Monial. And it's in this town that our Lord Jesus Christ gave the apparitions of his Sacred Heart. He revealed his heart to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. And she shared those revelations with a priest, now a saint, by the name of St. Claude La Colombière. So this is a priest who would have known our Lord's heart very well. After she disclosed his revelations to her, he wrote this little prayer that he would say every day of his life from that moment forward. He said, "Sacred Heart of Jesus, teach me perfect selflessness, since this is the only path to you." I read that this morning, perfect selflessness. And why? Not because it's the best path or one of many paths, because it's the only path to you. The scribes and Pharisees, they were seeking self-fulfillment, self-realization, self-satisfaction, everything that our culture now is telling us to seek. And if we're trying to be self-fulfilled, what's going to happen? We're not going to be selfless, and we're not going to be looking out for the other. We're going to be looking out for number one. My brothers and sisters, if we are seeking to be fulfilled personally in all the ways that the world tells us to, we're going to be so self-centered that we're not going to notice the struggles of our neighbors around us. And I close with these words, this final quote from St. Claude. He said, "Should we be surprised that a cluttered and muddled heart cannot give room to your love, Lord, which seeks to govern unaided? I am sure that were I to give my heart over to you empty, you would not refuse the grace of filling it with your love and of coming in person to inhabit it, in order to make it an earthly paradise and incline it toward perfect charity." If we want to be fulfilled, it's by becoming so empty that our Lord is able to fill us with Himself. And when we are filled with Him, He pushes us to seek out those who are lost. They go hand in hand. Perfect selflessness brings about perfect fulfillment, which leads us to love our neighbor.